Jeremiah, and as we launch ourselves into day 6 of the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival, we're really starting to experience the variety of classes that the Guild offers. This festival, now amazingly in its 134th year, really does offer something for everyone. Yesterday we enjoyed spoken word classes, everything from poetry to public speaking, reading from the Bible and reading the news. And whilst that was happening in the promenade suite, upstairs in the Royal Hall, there was music making. Lots of variety here and lots of skill from school children and adult players. And that was reflected in the marks. No less than 4 performances were awarded 92 marks. And you're listening to one of them now, the Manx Fiddle Ensemble. And if you've ever had anything to do with the Guild, you'll know that marks of 90 or more are very rarely given. The Year 6 Music Club at Henry Bloom Noble School also got 92 marks for The Brooding Brabag, a piece they not only performed, but composed themselves. In the Royal Hall last night, there was lots to enjoy from 2 very different classes. We started with the operatic solo class for adult singers, and it was good to find that Mandy Griffin, who spends so much time supporting her students in the Guild, was herself in fine voice as she took first place overall and got the individual prize for the best mezzo-soprano in the class. The best bass was Terry Qualtro, the best baritone, Neil Taverner, and huge congratulations to Samantha Ash for her high mark and the Pat Quigley Cup for the best soprano voice. Samantha is blind and gets a massive amount of pleasure from her music. We'll be talking more about these performances on The Big Show tonight at 9, and I'll be popping into the Home Run just after 6 o'clock tonight to have a chat with Christy D about Today at the Guild, which is where I'm heading now.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.